16 to 10, and Sean Cosgrove filling in for Andrew Bensley. Hoss having a bit of a break at the moment. I thought I'd check on the progress. And one of our top riders on her way back. We've had a few riders have shocking luck. And Winona Costin is one of those. How are you, Winona?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. I mentioned shocking luck. I mean, Sammy Clinton's another one who came back, then got injured. And the same thing happened with you. You came back, and all of a sudden, I think it was at Wellington, a horse came out of the barriers and decided to drop its head.
Yeah, out at Wellington in Wellington Bush, and we went 200 metres, and then she decided to buck, but I didn't land so well that one.
Yeah, your dismount was excellent, but the landing was where you failed when they held up the scorecard, wasn't it, really? You got a bit of damage done.
Yeah, I broke both my arms, and in my left one, broke both bones and pulled all the ligaments off the bone, so that wasn't good.
Ooh. For those listening, I mean, breaking bones is one thing, but ligaments often can take longer.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's taken so long, the ligaments. And but now I have to wait to get my plates out, or I go in for surgery on Tuesday to get them out.
So how many plates have to come out, Winona?
The metal in my right one is staying there. There's not a lot in there, but in my left one, I've got two plates and seven screws. So that's all coming out.
Okay. Now, for when this happens, when you go in Tuesday, they do the operation, how long before you, I mean, obviously it's got to be a fair incision, how long before you're active again?
I think I only have to have 2 weeks off for that, which is good. And then I can be back and I can start trialing then and then hopefully race ride soon after.
Goodness me. Now, you're back riding work at the moment?
Yeah, I have been, and yeah, it'll be a shame to be out of the saddle for another 2 weeks, but at least I'll be a bit closer.
How long have you been back riding work?
I've been back riding work probably a month now, so I've been able to get quite fit in the time, and then so that way, hopefully, when I return to track work, I'll only take 2 weeks to get back to racing.
So hopefully,
anyways.
Yeah, hopefully. So we could suggest for trainers looking to, you know, when you're going to be back in the saddle, probably 2 weeks for the op, another couple of weeks and you'll be back trialing. So it shouldn't be, you know, 5 to 6 weeks you're back riding.
Yeah, hopefully only a month.
Yeah.
Hopefully only 1 month.
Now, the bane of every jockey is weight when you have to have a break and you can't exercise and can't do much. And with both arms broken, that would have been an absolute living nightmare. How did you go weight-wise?
My weight's really good. I'm obviously very small, so I still stay quite light. I put on a couple of kilos, but not much. Nothing to worry about.
Make everyone jealous, Winona. What do you weigh?
I'm still 54.
See, so just cruising around, no worries at all. You can ride the minimum without a battle.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of success with Mr. G. Hickman, Greg Hickman. So I imagine he'll be lurking around waiting to put you back on.
Yeah, hopefully I can get on a few more of Greg's. I've been going out and riding a couple of his horses, so hopefully I can get on a few more of his. And it's always good when we go to Nowra or we go up to Taree and we take a couple up there and that need a win on the board. They're always handy to get.
Yeah, well, the pair of you had a terrific strike rate. I think at one stage you had about 5 or 6 in a row that won.
Yeah, we have a lot of luck together. I get along with his horses quite well.
Yeah, terrific. Well, look, it's good to know you're back on track. Just out of interest, how much metal have you got in your body altogether?
Well, I've actually always been really lucky. I've had a lot of race falls, but I don't usually break bones. I usually just get knocked out. So this is my first lot of metal that I've got in myself.
There'll be people listening at the moment going, oh, yeah, I don't usually break bones, just get knocked out. So that's sort of that's the plus. You just get knocked out and don't break bones.
I don't know about that. I was a bit more thankful this time that I didn't get knocked out. I was glad that I broke my arms than I got rather than getting knocked out because I wasn't good after the last time.
No, you had a real battle. And I suppose the other thing people you tend to forget, with both arms breaking, just normal things you do every day, try to wash your hair, feed yourself, it's all a pain.
Yeah, it was a big struggle. I had to live at my parents' house for a couple of weeks and get Mum and Dad to help me out through everything. And then even when they brought me back to Sydney, I couldn't get in and out of my apartment, which just because the door was too heavy to open.
Goodness, see, yeah. Things you take for granted that all of a sudden you appreciate those who can't do it, do you? Don't you?
Yeah, that's
All right. Well, look, good luck. Great to know you're back on the comeback trail. And in next week, get the plate and seven screws out. That'll be a little souvenir for you to keep.
I don't think I'll be allowed to keep those.
Get them framed, put them up on the wall, show people when they come around. Winona, great to know you on the comeback trail, and let's hope all goes to plan for you.
Thanks very much. Thanks for that.
Thanks a lot. Winona Costin, always great to catch up with her, and good to check on her progress there as well.